Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. At Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to some Dolphins royalty right now. Don Strock going to join us here, the Stroker. Don, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
No problem. How are you guys doing today?
Stroker, we're doing okay, man. How is the vacation, the Tennessee vacation? How is it?
Oh, Tennessee is wonderful. The Smoky Mountains.
Oh, man.
It's a different world, I'll tell you, you know, and it got real hot at the end, so we came back down here to get a little hotter. So, I mean, but I was hearing on the radio that someone was opting out of their $7.4 million contract. I tried to do that too, but they weren't paying me that much. So.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine saying no to a $7.4
million? I mean, I can imagine a guy that signed a $230 million guaranteed and got 24 sexual harassment against him. You know,
Stroker in a different time.
Like that, but not really, you know, that close. You know?
Oh, Stroker. Well, I'll tell you what, watching the money go up, man, in sports through the years here on the radio has been just absolutely crazy. Stroker, I got to ask you, man, honestly, not too many people at any level have coached quarterbacks and played the position as many years doing both at every level, college and pro, as you have. I know you've been around too, and I told these guys, I go, have you already talked to him about it? I go, nope. I'm just curious your take on Tua, because everybody's got an opinion on Tua. You've been to games. I know you've sat up there with Danny and watched some games. What are your thoughts as year three gets ready to go with a new coach, offensive-minded coach, and more weapons and a new system? What are your thoughts on Tua?
Well, first of all, in 3 years he's had, what, three different systems.
Correct.
You know? So I think the guy's a winner, without a doubt. I mean, he went to a university that had a tendency to win a lot of football games, and the guys that are drafted at a university are – a little ahead of the other guys as far as being pro ready, you know, to play football. You know, it was tank for Tua for a year, and then you find out that it was tank for Joe Burrow or whatever it was,
right.
You know. And I look for great things from Tua. You know, the guy's a winner. He's very accurate, you know, without a doubt. And so everybody's talking about, oh, there's pressure on him in his third year. Well, the pressure is what you put on yourself. I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you're prepared to play the football game and my thing was always coaching guys or playing with guys. Listen, be ready for any situation. Have it in your thought process as you go through the week, what you're going to do if this happens or that happens or whatever. And if you're prepared for it, there's no pressure involved in it. I mean, the pressure could be on the two guys they signed for $200 million, you know, a wide receiver and a tackle. You know, that all of a sudden they got to come in and prove that they're worth what they're getting, you know. So this team has gone a variety of ways, as you know, in the last few years. A few years back it was, you know, get that medium-priced guy that could come in and has been successful and fit him into your scheme. That didn't work out. So now they went out and spent big bucks to get guys in that I think is going to change the whole direction of the football squad. it all goes through the quarterback, as you know. You know, and then, you know, let's go to this quote unquote, he's the next Dan Marino. Well, there's not many out there, okay, that were ever like Dan Marino. You know, so let's stop with that tomfoolery right off the bat. You know, but I think this guy knows how to manage a football game. He's accurate when he throws the ball, and I think you're going to see him throw the ball down the field more. These bubble screens drive me crazy, Joe. You know that, okay? I mean, bubble screens and little quick screens and stuff. And the guy goes, oh, he completed 72% of his passes, and 8 of them were behind the line of scrimmage. Right. You know, so, you know, I think you're going to see great things from Tua. I like the kid. I like his demeanor. He's been through a lot in these first 2.5 years or whatever, and I think he's ready to step forward.
Stork, I got to ask you this because you've seen all different types of arms, and there's no guarantee because a guy can throw it 100 miles an hour or throw it 100 yards. We've seen some busts there. Does Tua have enough arm strength? I get that one all the time.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did Drew Brees have enough arm strength?
Yes.
But he didn't zip it. You know, he didn't hammer it in there. You know, Tom Brady, does he have a Marino arm or an Elway arm? No. Okay. But they're on time and they're accurate. And those are the type of things I think Tua has. Okay. And I think they're going to resurrect an offense that is geared around him with the new head coach, from what I've been reading. I don't know the man. Okay. I'm wishing him the best of luck, obviously. And, you know, in my lifetime, Joe, I like to see the Dolphins play in a playoff game and win and go forward for an extra week. Just in my lifetime, that's all, you know. The rest that's left here, you know. So,
Stroker, I'll bet you never thought you would have been in the last two Super Bowls that this team's played in. Yeah. I'll bet you would have never thought as you're sitting in the mountains. I'm the same way. And I was thinking of you last night going, man, Stroke's been in them. He'd been a big part of them. And he played in the last two that this organization's been in. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what's scary is I was also a part of the last one that was won by this organization
Wow.
in 1973.
Wow, yeah,
that was my rookie year. Right. You know, so that was the win, you know, not just being in them, you know. So if you said that we're going to have a drought like this, I'd have said you're out of your mind, okay? I would never see that happening. But, you know, Joe, there's something. There's a black cloud over this organization here, you know, this football team. You know, the Fleury situation. You know, did you tank for this? Or you're paying him for this? And there's so many things going on right now that I also never thought would be. Because I had no idea that all these things were going on until they came out in the press, you know. So whether they're true or not, I don't know that either. But, you know, what people read is what they believe in, and you know that, you know. So hopefully this all plays out as a positive. And you know what's all these clouds and stuff that's bothering everyone right now, you know what solves all those problems?
Yeah.
Winning.
Right. One thing.
Right. Stroker, I got to ask you this. You played the position, the quarterback position, and we make a lot out of, and you even mentioned at the beginning about pressure on Tua, and this is the year where pressure, and if he doesn't do well this season, maybe the Dolphins move on after it. But when, you know, this offseason, you sign a guy, like you said, one of those $100 million guys, Tyreek Hill, and he comes out on a podcast and he starts kind of comparing but not comparing Pat Mahomes to Tua when it comes to arm strength versus someone who's accurate. Doesn't that just add a little bit to the mix a little bit, or am I making too much of it?
Well, I mean, this is the time of year where you're comparing everybody to apples to oranges.
Right.
You know, is Baker Mayfield better for the Carolina Panthers than Sam Darnold, okay? Is he better than Geno Smith in Seattle? Is that where he's going to be? Here's a guy that was the number – just to put this into perspective now, Zach. Here's a guy that was the number one pick in the draft
right.
and the Heisman Trophy winner who was a rising star a year ago, hurts his shoulder, and all of a sudden he's not even invited to camp. You know, he's on the trading block and he knows it.
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty steep fall
sure.
for a guy that was the number one pick in the draft. Now, when you look at college, the way things are going now, the drafts are going to be much different. You know, Tua comes in and wins the championship for him, you know, and against Clemson. Again, I think it was Clemson a few years back, and they replaced Jalen Hurts, who ended up going to Oklahoma, who became the pick of the Philadelphia Eagles, who's now starting for them. Joe Burrow was replaced by in Ohio State by Dwight Haskins. Haskins is a starter. Burrow transfers to LSU. I mean, he becomes the number one pick in the draft. Now, you tell me. I'm lost here, okay? I am totally lost. And then, you know, the NILs, you know, kids are getting paid in college now. You know, the portal. If I'm not playing, don't
staying.
Worry, I'll sign with you now. But if I'm not playing, I'm going to enter the portal next year, okay? What's going on here? I mean, I'm losing my mind here.
Chaos.
Stroker, we've got guys going to 3 and 4 high schools now. We got the same thing in high school. Nobody stays
the
same high school.
I mean, it is unbelievable. And they're chasing that almighty dollar, and not that many of them get it. Okay, now let me ask you a question, Joe. You're the head coach of a school, and the player comes in. You just gave him $250,000 for 2 years and a car. And he hasn't played for you yet. So he comes in and he plays, and he's not as good as you thought he was. Does he keep that money in that car, or what happens?
All day.
Yeah.
That's a one-way deal. He's keeping it. I ain't going anywhere. Hell, no reason to leave. This ain't bad.
Think about it. Think about that now, okay? To go to your boosters, we don't need you to help us with the stadium now. Just give us that $5 million a year, and we'll put it in that little pot we have there, you know, to that NIL pot. You know, so if you think for 1 minute that doesn't come up in the recruiting aspect, you guys are absolutely out of your mind, and you should be fired today, okay?
Stroker, we've been talking exactly about that. We had some of the high school coaches on last week, and we talked about that, and they know what's going on. Some say I'm staying out of it. It's between mom, my player, and the school because I don't want to get involved, and others are saying it's ridiculous.
Well, think about some of the backgrounds where these kids are coming from, and he's going to get $250 a year or $300,000 a year in a car. That helps mom and dad out an awful lot also. Listen, you're talking about pressure about NILs and where you're going to go to school. How about the average family now? It's 8.6 inflation. Gas is $5 a gallon, and hamburger is $5 a pound, okay? The stocks are tanking. I mean, whatever. I mean, life's not the greatest it can possibly be. And a guy comes along and says, you know what? If you come play for us, $250, and you go pick the car, we'll take you to the dealership.
That's a pretty good deal. I'll take it.
I'll take it right now. I'll take it right now.
any dealership, Coach Stroker? Any dealership? Okay, I'm in.
Stroker.
I gotta tell you, what I'm mad about is how much I would have made in college if the NIL was back then, you know?
Stroker, you know what? Virginia Tech would have had to find out just how loyal you were to all those those passing records, my friend.
They might have had my statue out there, you know.
And I want a damn statue when I'm done here. Oh, Stroker, you are too much.
Stroker's driving around a new Corvette around campus. That's it.
Oh, kid, man. And every babe you can think of.
You got cash, a car, you're the quarterback. What else could you ask for?
College, cash, car. Are you kidding me?
Right.
There's never been an ugly quarterback when you get that stuff going. All of a sudden, you're the best looking dude in every sorority. I'd have never made it, Stroker.
Anyway.
Stroker, I'd have been through more in relationships than I've already been through, man, if that was the case. Don, man, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
It's always a pleasure. Take care. Be safe. Hope the families are both great, okay?
Thank you, Stroker. Right back at you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye, Stroker.
Bye-bye.
Don Strock joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
Yeah, man.
Amazing.
The best.
He is great. Is great.
How about that history lesson?
Woo.
It was rookie year.
Right.
It was last year they won.
Mm-hmm.
17 and 19, we lost both,
right.
the 80s teams. We haven't been since. And he came out and said that number, that we're second in the NFL. I just want to see us win a playoff game. That's all I want.
That's where we're at.
He's not a pig either, Woody.
No.
We just want to see.
Just give me that wild card.
Just give us one.
Just one to start.
You know what it's like? It's just like I just want to go to South Florida Chevy dealers and get one of those beautiful SUVs. That's all I want. I don't want a lot in life. I'm getting ready to take a vacation. I want to get one of those Tahoes or Suburbans and that new look, especially in 2021 and 22, the new look and more space so I can have a great vacation, be with my whole family and everybody's comfortable. You want to sleep. You want to need extra room. The dog, the cat, the whole thing. Well, that's what we're all about, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Best overall products we've ever had, and I'm just talking about the big guys. How about our midsize SUV, smoking hot Traverse? The reason it's so hot, not only it's got a great look to it, but it's got more space. For a midsize SUV, it's flirting with the big guys when it comes to space. It's crazy. And then our smaller SUVs, again, Trailblazer, Blazer, and Equinox, plenty of style and substance. Just great looks across the board. It's one of those where your neighbor says, man, that is a nice-looking SUV. And how about those strong, durable Silverado trucks? We got every truck possible for every lifestyle you're living right now. Whether it's full-time working truck that's just down and dirty, that's how I make a living, to the one you still need to get those kids around during summer camp. Whatever it is, we got it for you right now. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. Best overall products. Really friendly people, fantastic locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today with some unbelievable deals at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.